6 years later than originally planned, Harvard University is ready to move forward with a major expansion in Alston. The Boston Redevelopment Authority has approved construction of Harvard's new science and engineering complex in the Barry's Corner section of Alston. When it's completed in 2020, Harvard expects about 900 undergrads and about 400 engineering and applied science graduate students to use the laboratories, classrooms, and research space in the new complex. With us now to discuss the project is Harvard President Drew Faust. Good morning, President Faust, and thank you very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning to you, and thank you for inviting me.
You know, you had to delay the Alston construction plans during the economic slowdown, so I imagine it must be pretty gratifying to be back on track, so to speak.
Gratifying is a great word, and also really exciting to think about the extraordinary kind of work that is going to be taking place in that building when it's completed.
What's the science space mean to the university?
Well, this is a very important space for us because it's the space into which the newly expanding science and engineering activity at Harvard is going to be located. We have an engineering school that became a school in 2007, and since then, the numbers of students have grown rapidly, almost tripled in numbers. We have growing faculty and new collaborations across the university with engineering that can be enhanced by the availability of extra space in that building.
Of course, in South Boston, the Innovation District is thriving with a lot of research going on down there. New businesses moving in all the time, lots of construction down there. Do you imagine this new Harvard complex might be the beginning of a similar district in the Alston neighborhood?
We do very much see it as a key node in an already growing innovation district with our innovation lab, used so enthusiastically by students and faculty over the last 4 years, a place that has already produced dozens of companies, and also the business school, a center of innovation and entrepreneurship located just across the street from the new engineering complex. We also have very close by the opportunity to build the Enterprise Research Campus on 36 acres of land. And we hope there to develop partnerships with industry and other non-Harvard entities.
Harvard's facilities in Alston have not always been met with great enthusiasm by all Alston residents. It's been sometimes a little bit of a bumpy ride when Harvard announces new expansion plans there. I'm wondering what your message is to Alston residents now with this big new development coming.
Well, we have been working very positively and closely with Alston residents about the planning of this complex and also other activities in Alston. We see our presence as also providing a lot of expanded opportunities for neighbors. I was just at the EdPort portal a couple of weeks ago, which is a facility that we share with the our partners and neighbors in Alston, where students have opportunity to come and learn and work with mentors from Harvard College. One of the young Alston residents who had been mentored by a Harvard College student at the Ed Portal has now just been admitted as a freshman to Harvard College. So that's a first, but it won't be an only.
Let me ask you one more question, President Faust, before I let you go. What is so much expansion of Harvard away from Cambridge into the Alston neighborhood? Lots of facilities of Harvard now in Alston due to the university's Cambridge identity.
Well, we've always had, or at least for a very long time, had an identity in Alston with the business schools and athletic facilities that are used by about 1,200 Harvard students. This simply shifts the balance a little more towards the kinds of opportunities that are going to be growing and available to all of our Harvard community on the Boston side of the river. And we see that as exciting for everyone, and our growing presence in Boston, I think, can enhance the entire regional ecosystem of innovation and learning.
Harvard President Drew Faust, a pleasure to speak to you during WBUR's Morning Edition. Thanks a lot, and good luck with the project.
Thank you so much.